Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 428 for Wednesday, June 10th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ace Futures Canada canola market finished on a mostly weaker note Wednesday as spillover pressure from the U.S. soy complex along with weather and currency issues weighed on the market. Forecasts calling for rain in parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan later this week serve to undermine values. Canola prices ran from 10 cents above unchanged to $1.70 below. The nearby July contract was down $1.70 at $489.80 per ton, while the most frequently traded November contract was down $1.10 at $488.80 per ton. The Canadian dollar was stronger against its U.S. counterpart, which put pressure on canola as it made it less attractive on the international market. Large funds are staying away from aggressive bidding right now as the charts cool off. Producers are selling supplies right now, but no one is unloading new crop. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down 2 to 3 cents, with the July contract down 2 at $9.49 per bushel. Investors traded both sides of the market after today's USDA supply and demand report said U.S. production would be unaffected. The entire soybean output has been pegged at 3.85 billion bushels, the same total as last year. Global stockpiles of soybeans are expected to surpass last year's totals, though. The latest estimates are that stockpiles will hit 93.2 million metric tons, which is nearly 10 million tons more than last year. Corn was 7 to 8 cents weaker, with the most active July contract at $3.57 per bushel. The USDA is predicting larger than expected domestic stockpiles of corn in its report. In the U.S., the USDA pegged stockpiles at 1.77 billion bushels, which is slightly less than the previous estimate. World stockpiles of corn are also expected to be very large. On the international side of things, demand for ethanol is up 10,000 barrels a day. Taiwan bought 23,000 metric tons of corn from the U.S. Wheat was 18 to 19 cents lower, with the most frequently traded July contract down 19 cents at $5.12 a bushel. Prices dropped after the USDA predicted larger than expected U.S. production and bigger domestic stockpiles. Domestic wheat output will total 2.12 billion bushels, which is up from the estimated 2.03 billion bushels in the year prior. Global wheat inventories are also expected to be on the increase. It comes at a time when suppliers in Ukraine and Russia are offering wheat around the world at very cheap prices. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, June 10th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.